Panthers following their 18 points to 4 win over the Gold Coast last night. And we alluded to a fantastic video that's doing the rounds of Nathan Cleary jumping the fence and climbing up some stairs to have a photo with a young boy in a wheelchair, following on from that second half performance where the Panthers got the job done to secure another 2 competition points. And they're the first team in rugby league history to win 8 in a row to start a season in consecutive years. Appy Corrissau, the Penrith Hookers, on the bus. He joins us right now. G'day, Appy.
How you going, lads?
Mate, very well. You've headed home from the Gold Coast with another 2 competition points in the bag. You're 8 in a row this year, and, mate, you've picked up where you left off last year, winning the Premiership. Life must be pretty good at the foot of the mountains for you.
Yeah. Life's a lot easier when you're winning footy games, that's for sure.
Mate, did you think you were a little bit flat last night or not? Or did they play better than maybe we gave them credit?
Yeah, mate, honestly, I've got to... got to give the Titans credit there. You know, they played a really good game plan in that first half. They really came out. They, you know, put us to the sword pretty much. Didn't let us get any looks that we sort of wanted to. So, full credit to the Titans. You know, I think they played great.
Appy, in saying that, you guys come up with 12 errors and 53 missed tackles. I've got to say that's pretty uncharacteristic of the Penrith side.
Yeah, mate. And I think a lot of those errors came from... the Titans forcing them. You know, they were really aggressive, great contact and line speed. And, you know, we just weren't good enough with our execution. And, yeah, so credit to the Titans there. Like I said, I think they played really good.
Yeah, Appy, I did that game last night, and I probably agree with Gal. It was a little bit uncharacteristic, some of the errors and missed tackles. And listening to your coach after the game, he was thought that you were a little bit down, but the opposition came to play as well. Even yourself, you went off a little bit early. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. You know, we've got a great player in Sony Luke. So I think they're just, you know, giving him a fair bit of game time, which is really good. You know, he's a great young player, and maybe even the future of this club with Mitch Kenny.
Working with Brad Fittler this week, Appy, he said it's really difficult when teams are up for so long, and you guys have been up for a long, long time. I'm sure your listeners are interested to hear the answer to this question. Can you keep it going for the remainder of the year? I mean, surely there's going to be a loss coming. I hate to say it, but you can't surely keep winning football games the way you're doing for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, look, pretty hard to answer that question, to be honest. But at the end of the day, I think it's pretty good to have a sort of mentality of this team, which is, you know, we just take it a week at a time, regardless of if it's a win or a loss. You know, we're just making sure that we're trying to get better each and every week. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we can take out of that game that we need to improve. So, it's all about taking the lessons, even though, we got the win. You know we've got a lot of work to do too.
And Appy, I mentioned the video that's doing the rounds on social media of Nathan Cleary going up for a photo with the young bloke in the wheelchair. We've had a great response from our listeners saying what a great show of sportsmanship and just general human kindness from Nathan to go and do that. I mean, we see it time and time again, rugby league players doing the rounds of the football field for selfies and autographs and everything else. But that was really nice of Nathan to jump the fence and go and have that photo, wasn't it, mate? You'd be proud of your teammate.
Oh, definitely, mate. He's so humble. You know, it's hard to understand how much flack he cops, actually. You know, he's a really good dude, and like I said, he went out of his way. He even got off the bus at the end of the game. You know, he was already sitting down and went back off the bus to go sign a few more autographs and take a few more pictures, you know. So it's great to hear those stories actually make the rounds, actually.
It's a quality bloke, isn't he, mate? You also think, on a positive note, even though last night you did win, but it was a bit of a battle for you. Brian Tuttle looks like being back next week. He'll help.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, mate. You know, he's a great player, quality. Big part of this side the last couple of years too. So we'll be looking forward to having him back as well.
All right, mate. Well done on the win last night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. You get ready for a big game at home on Friday, the Western Sydney Derby against Parramatta. We'll be out there to call that game. For our listeners, Appy, we'll see you out there at the foot of the mountains. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.
Good on you, buddy. That's Appy Corrissau, the Panthers hooker. And, yeah, Blue Bet Stadium next Friday. The big Western Sydney derby as the Eels take on the Panthers.